The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to The Big Show. And oh, what a broadcast we have put together for you today. So the Supreme Court just shot down Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for large employers in the country. Pretty amazing, since Jay Inslee is willing to endanger lives now because of his vaccine mandate. I'll get back to that in just a couple of minutes here. But it really is disturbing, the news that came out after we got off the air yesterday. And I forgot to ask you, Nicole, and I always cringe when I ask this question because I'm afraid I'm going to know the answer. We're not carrying the 2:30 Jay Inslee press conference today, are we?
No, we're not planning on it. Yes. I decided that if anything, you know, gets rumored, it's going to be an announcement. But at this point, it's just a general press conference. No announcement expected. So, yeah, we're going to monitor it. And then, you know, the questions sometimes get interesting. So if they start to get interesting, we can dip in.
Yeah, we'll be rolling on it. Absolutely. Well, there better be some interesting questions, because Mountain Pass story is it's one of the great abrogations of duty that I have ever seen from a politician. And I actually believe that Jay Inslee should be impeached for what happened yesterday. So I'm going to get to that in just a couple of minutes here. But I'm very out of sorts as we begin the show today. And Nicole has tried to counsel me through this, but there are few. Well, here, let's get right to the big lead and I'll explain.
The big lead. Hey, how'd this get in here?
Well, there are few things that I hate more than things that interrupt my preparation for this show. And I know that might be hard to believe, but I care deeply about this radio show. And I prepare diligently the night before, the morning of, and it's no exaggeration to say that for a three-hour show, I do about 8 hours of prep. Four or five the night before and four or five the morning of. And when something gets in the way of that, it bothers me tremendously. So this morning, I start to have people contact me. Because and let's go back to the very beginning here. So Nicole and I talked on Sunday night about Monday's show. And I had started to get dozens, and it might even have been up over 100, emails and messages from listeners on Sunday saying, hey, on Wednesday there's a Board of Health meeting, and they're going to talk about doing concentration camps where the military and law enforcement, they're going to round up unvaccinated people and put them in concentration camps and in motels that have security so they can't get out. And that sound, you know, even by our state's standards, that sounded a little outrageous. So on Sunday night, Nicole and I had a conversation. I said, well, let's get a hold of a state senator and see if there's any truth to these rumors, because it had reached critical mass. And the conversation that you and I had, Nicole, was, okay, if we talk about it, are we perpetuating the rumor or are we debunking it? And ultimately, we decided, well, we're going to debunk these rumors, because there were a lot of people who are twisted up that, you know, Jay Inslee's going to start putting people in these lockdown facilities. And look, there is nothing I would jump all over faster than Jay Inslee locking up unvaccinated people, or people who have COVID and are unvaccinated. I, of course, would be all over that. But we checked it out, and we found out that it was an unfounded rumor that was going around. And so we got on a state senator and we debunked that rumor on Monday's show, both on air and with a story that we did for MyNorthwest.com. So we talked to State Senator Jeff Wilson about this whole thing on Monday. There are people who think they're going to snatch up COVID-positive people and involuntarily quarantine them.
Yeah. You know, Dory, that's not going to happen.
Right.
And there are those centers around the state, and they are, of course, for voluntary. Key words here. And, you know, the state, they put out a very lazy agenda. They could have clarified, and thus we have this confusion.
Yeah, the Board of Health brought some of those rumors on themselves with a lazy agenda, as the senator said. But we did debunk the rumor that had so many people twisted up.
Correct, sir. And for radio, that would be poppycock. It is not a truthful
poppycock.
Statement.
There is no strike team being sent out to arrest people in Washington. So we debunked the rumor. Okay, so then last night, Seattle Times runs a story about the rumor. And they said that there were some anti-vax people who were pushing it, some congressional candidates who were pushing it, and some conservative radio hosts who were pushing it. And they named the anti-vax crowd by name. They named the congressional candidates by name. And then they never came back and said, well, which conservative radio hosts were pushing this? And so, you know, I say this not to brag, but it's just truth. Our show is the most listened to and the best known radio show around here. So all of a sudden in the comments of the Seattle Times, people start saying, yeah, it's Dory Monson who promoted this. And they just started lying. When we did the exact opposite, we debunked it. And then there were follow-up comments, and he was a high school basketball coach, for shame. And they just start printing all this crap about me. And so I decided finally, because, you know, I told you back in October, the Seattle Times allowed almost 1,000 comments. All of them violated their terms of service, their commenting code of conduct. They just put me out there as a punching bag, and people were just lying. A former girlfriend of mine went into the comments because she's sorry she lost me. And she starts printing lies in the comments about me of the Seattle Times. And they just left me out there because they got clicks. They got lots of clicks. See, at My Northwest, we finally had to shut down the comments because it was just a cesspool. But the Seattle Times, they always leave comments up unless it's a story about some liberal person or liberal cause or liberal issue. And then they close the comments immediately. But if it's anybody who's center or right of center, they just leave them out there as a punching bag. So I had to spend my morning, you know, writing to the reporters and to the Seattle Times, and I said, this is illegal. Even if I'm a public figure, if the Seattle Times knows that this is false and they knowingly continue to publish false information about me and my radio show, and I do want to give them credit, and I'll give credit specifically to a guy that I've, you know, we've gone back and forth several times on stories he's written and issues that I've discussed, Jim Brunner. But he wrote to me and to our management because I was about to sue. I was getting ready to sue them because you can libel a public figure if you knowingly publish false information. And so I said, hey, this is all false. Here's the My Northwest story that proves that I debunked this rumor. And now you're allowing your readers to leave this garbage up about me. I'll give credit. Jim Brunner on Twitter, he said, yes, story's correct. He debunked the rumor, and they pulled the comments, and then they closed the whole comment section to the story, which I appreciate. But I'm not going to take this anymore. I know that I've become the left-wing media's favorite punching bag, simply because our show is so successful and because we're doing better in a business standpoint, in a critical standpoint, in a, you know, number of listeners we have versus the number of readers and viewers other mediums have. And I know because of that, we've become a punching bag. But I want to thank Jim Brunner and the Seattle Times because they did. They removed the lies that were being told about me in their comment section today. But I'm still out of sorts because straightening all of that out, and I'm CCing our managers because I was seriously, if they didn't respond, I'm gonna just start suing when organizations knowingly print false information about me and my show. The reason I'm telling you all of this is because the rumor about concentration camps and strike teams sweeping up unvaccinated people, that's kind of typical right-wing fodder. But this is not a typical right-wing radio show. In fact, I don't even think we're right-wing. I think I'm just common sense. I just evaluate everything. If there's something out there, instead of feeding and fanning the flames, if I can try to tamp it down, that's what we do. And that's what we did on Monday. And I was proud of that. And then to be dragged into this cesspool of lies, it ticked me off tremendously. So we got it all straightened out, but that's why I'm a little out of sorts, because I had to spend a lot of time and energy today to debunk the lies about us debunking rumors. It's crazy, man. All right, with that as mere prelude, let's continue with the big lead.
The big lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
And I tell you what, the news that came out a couple hours after we got off the air yesterday, it was absolutely shocking. Our mountain passes were closed for several days this week. Stevens Pass, Snoqualmie, White Pass. If you wanted to get from the east to the west side of the state, you would have had to have gone down to the Columbia River Gorge to find an open east-west highway. Well, it turns out that Kittitas County, up there in Clum, as John Curley calls it, Kittitas County, they reached out to the Washington State Department of Transportation. And they said, hey, we know that you're understaffed. And by the way, all of this nonsense that the passes weren't closed because they fired a bunch of people, they fired 400 DOT workers, that is a lie. It is strictly because of the number of workers they fired. All the research that I've done the last couple of days, yes, they had a tremendous amount of snow, most snow they've gotten in 25 years. You know what? When they had the last record snowfall, the passes stayed open because they had the manpower to do it. But now they were leaving people. I read about one guy who had to cross-country ski 6 miles round trip just to get food because they were out of food and all the roads were closed down. Okay, so Kittitas County reached out to the Washington State Department of Transportation. And they said, hey, we know you're short-staffed, so would you like us to help you? We'll provide manpower and equipment to help clear the passes. And unbelievably, the state DOT said no. They said that because Kittitas County does not have the vaccine mandate that Jay Inslee has imposed on state workers, they would not accept the help from Kittitas County to clear Snoqualmie Pass and other roads in that area. And Kittitas County commissioners, they were so upset, they actually sent out a press release late yesterday afternoon calling out the state DOT, letting everybody know that they had offered to put manpower and equipment on the roads to clear the passes, and the DOT said no because you do not have a vaccine mandate. I want you to understand, to me, this should be an impeachable offense by Jay Inslee, and the head of the state DOT, Roger Millar, should be fired for this. Because what this illustrates is that to the people in charge, they would rather enforce a vaccine mandate that is doing absolutely nothing. We have vaccinated people getting COVID. They're transmitting COVID. It's doing nothing. But because this is the branch COVIDian cult, Jay Inslee would rather have the major east-west highway in the state of Washington shut down rather than say, okay, yeah, Kittitas County, you can let your unvaccinated people clear the roads. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a really great offer. Instead, they said, nope, can't do it. So what does the state DOT do? They hired a private contractor to help them clear the roads. Does the private contractor have a vaccine mandate? Nope. So how much, and I am looking into this as we speak, how much did the taxpayers spend on a private contractor with unvaccinated workers when we could have had government employees from Kittitas County who are unvaccinated workers doing the exact same job but not costing you and me a fortune? There may have been people going from east to west who were trying to get to medical appointments. There could have been people stranded without food. And people literally could have died because of Jay Inslee's ego, because of his adherence to this vaccine mandate. But what's been proven here is that Jay Inslee and Roger Millar, they cared more about a vaccine mandate that, again, is doing nothing than they cared about the well-being of not only the people of the state, but the commerce of this state. There are thousands of trucks that are literally thousands that are still sitting packed with goods to get to the marketplace. There are lots and lots of stores, grocery stores and other stores, with empty shelves because that has played a huge role in the supply shortage. Jay Inslee should be impeached for this because it proves he does not care at all about the people of this state. We'll talk more about this with the state senator on the Transportation Committee coming up right after the news here, because I'm going to ask if they're going to look into impeaching Jay Inslee, because they absolutely should. That is your Big Lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We will check the news for you, and then I'll talk to the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee about Jay Inslee and Roger Millar deciding that the well-being of the people was not as important as his stupid vaccine mandate. Details next on the Dory Monson Show. Told you in the Big Lead, we got some shocking news yesterday as Kittitas County released that they had offered to help our state's DOT clear mountain passes, specifically Snoqualmie Pass, when it was shut down for several days, but that the Washington State Department of Transportation refused their offer of assistance of both manpower and equipment because Kittitas County does not have the same vaccine mandate that Jay Inslee has imposed on state workers. This is shocking that they did not accept the help to open up the pass. State Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, always good to talk to you.
Pleasure is always mine, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
What was your reaction when you heard that the state DOT refused help? I mean, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, your district is over there in Yakima, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I mean, this was very serious stuff. We're talking about, I mean, lives were in danger. People were going with bare grocery shelves. Commerce was interrupted. Cross-state transportation was interrupted. What was your reaction when you heard that the state DOT refused an offer of assistance from Kittitas County?
Well, this is where, I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's where the state. Agencies are using, you know, the governor's ideology over the safety and concerns of our commerce, our citizens. I mean, there's thousands of trucks sitting alongside the road waiting for these passes to open. Thousands.
Right. yeah.
all full of product and everything else. And some of them probably needed to be unloaded more sooner than they were going to be. But then think about the individuals. The one that we ought to be concerned about, how many of those people were trying to get across the pass so that they could get to medical care? Critical medical care that is sometimes is only available on the West Side, as an example. You know, we don't care about them. We care about the ideology that because we have a mandate and because Kittitas County said, you know, they didn't require that, we're not going to use them. So what do? They go out and they hire private individuals, private contractors to help them. And why do they hire private contractors? Because they don't have to meet that vaccine mandate.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Well, just, and then to have the gall to say, well, this wasn't caused. The extension, it didn't last any longer than it normally would have under previous years because we didn't fire anybody. Well, yeah, they did fire them. And it was selective.
Right.
That's the other part that just drives you crazy.
Well, I talked to a Department of Transportation worker who had an email that he shared with me that said that he was terminated. I mean, there's no question he was fired, no matter how they're trying to spin it. But let's get back to the main point. So yeah. Jay Inslee and Roger Millar, the head of state DOT, they chose to endanger lives, to stop intrastate commerce, to stop intrastate travel. They chose to halt all of those things and risk lives because of a mandate for vaccinations that, by the way, isn't doing any good at all, because we're seeing all the COVID numbers and more hospitalizations and all of that. I mean, to me, Senator, this is about as dangerous as politicians can get if they are putting their cause above the lives, the safety, the well-being, the commerce of the people of this state. Now we're talking about some really dangerous and I would think maybe even impeachable stuff.
Well, I don't know about the impeachable part of it, but the other part that I worry about are those individuals that are still there. The state employees that are doing their level best, doing everything they can, giving their all to try and get these passes open and working overtime and overtime and overtime. And we're putting their lives in danger because of exhaustion and the critical nature of what they do. Nobody seems to be caring about those. The governor doesn't seem to be caring about those people. They do care about the job they do. They do care about taking care of our passes and thus taking care of the citizens of the state of Washington. They want to do all they can. And in my opinion, they got shortchanged by the governor and by Secretary Millar.
Well, and a lot of the people who are working for state DOT, they're working 7-day shifts. They're away from their families. They usually work a 4-day shift. Instead of a 6-man crew, they're down to 3-man crews. For them to say that the firings had no impact is just a provable lie. Why would this not be impeachable? If you have state officials who are putting the safety and well-being, maybe even, as you say, with medical care, if they're putting maybe the lives of the people of the state below an arbitrary, capricious vaccine mandate, why would that not be impeachable?
Well, it may very well. I am not knowledgeable enough to say whether that's true or not, Dory, to be honest with you. But I can tell you that back when we started to see this mandate come to fruition and we started to see the number of state employees that were being fired, I believe I wrote an editorial that said that, or at least a press release that said just exactly what's happening here, that we are putting the lives of the citizens of the state of Washington at risk because these passes will not be open. They won't be as safe as they normally would be. And here we are, even more so than I had ever anticipated.
Yeah, but the fact that you somewhat anticipated it proves that there was a reasonable chance of something like this happening, and that's not Monday morning quarterbacking. You called that before any of this happened. Is it correct that you have a 4 o'clock Senate Transportation Committee meeting with Roger Millar this afternoon that had already been scheduled?
I think it is today. I have to go back and look, but I believe he is addressing the committee today in regards to the state of transportation. He normally does that on a session basis, and I think today may be the day that we hear from him.
I believe it is, according to my schedule. So what in the world are you and your colleagues going to ask this man now that we know that they are putting a vaccine mandate ahead of the livelihood and the safety of the people of this state? I mean, because in my view, Senator, I think that Jay Inslee and Roger Millar have lost their soul. When they saw that pass was closed for day after day after day, and they had an offer from a county agency to help clear it, and they said no, I mean, that's unbelievable. So what are you gonna be asking them?
Well, we will follow up on that. I'm curious to hear what he has to say to us about that and how he would like to, how he's going to explain it. And then we will ask him those types of questions, is why would you turn this down? And then go out and hire somebody because they are not required to have the mandate. I mean, it is just truly unbelievable that we would go this far. But that seems to be where we're at these days.
I have been trying to find out, and I'll ask your help in this. Will you find out how much they spent on that private contractor when they could have had Kittitas County on Kittitas County time help clear the roads? Would you find out how much they gave this private contractor?
I will be glad to ask that question.
Okay, I'll touch base with you by tomorrow and see if you're able to get an answer on that, because no doubt they also spent a fortune trying to make up for this offer that they turned down from a government agency. It's amazing.
And I agree. And I want to before we get off of this, I want to thank those individuals that are still there working and doing everything they can, and they deserve a great deal of gratitude from us. And we have to feel for the people that left.
Absolutely.
There was absolutely no reason that mandate had to be there. I mean, even Governor Newsom, as liberal as he is out of California, he gave those people an alternative. Be tested once or twice a week and continue on. But no, we had to say, oh, we're going to be better in California. We're going to be better. We're going to make this really strict. And we're not going to give them any options. And here we are. It's amazing.
That's why I say that this is the branch COVIDian cult, and Jay Inslee is our latter-day David Koresh. I'm really worried about what's happening in our state right now, Senator.
Well, I appreciate you and me both. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you coming on with me and ask him some tough questions today, because I'd like to get those answers through you.
We will do our best, sir. I hope you know that.
Thanks for coming on with me, Senator.
You betcha. Dory, thank you.
Okay. All right. State Senator Curtis King, he's the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He'll get a chance to face off with Roger Millar this afternoon. Okay. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text me at 888-973 Cairo, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. By the way, I was asking the senator how much the state DOT gave to this private contractor to help clear the roads. Apparently, it was $40,000. We're just getting that word. Our Chris Sullivan texted me, as did Brandy Cruz. Brandy's going to be on with us next hour at 1:30, by the way. But $40,000 for, were they out there for one day? One day's work? 40 grand? Wonder who owns that company. We'll keep looking into that. I don't think it's an understatement to say that we are always looking at how we can expand our audience. And I don't know if I've mentioned this, Nicole, but were you aware that we're the highest rated local news talk show in the United States of America?
I think I heard something about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so when you're already at the top, how can you grow even taller is the question. And it's come to my attention that we're leaving out a huge potential audience right now. And I would like you to maybe do a little outreach and see if we can rectify that. Nicole?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Name it. I'm up for it.
It's come to my attention that we are leaving out the Australian Aboriginal audience with our show. So here's what I'd like you to do. Would you find an Australian Aboriginal English translator? And maybe when we're done every day, we could have somebody transcribe or maybe even just post a video with the translation of everything we talked about on the show so we can reach that audience.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
I'll see what I can find.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking about. So there's a socialist prime minister in Australia, and he has decided that he was leaving out the Australian Aboriginal English crowd when he was trying to spread the word about how everybody in Australia has to get vaccinated. And so he gave a statement a day or so ago, and he had the Aboriginal translator. And in fact, Nicole, see if you can hire this woman to translate our show every single day, because this to me would be radio gold.
This is an important message to keep Aboriginal people safe.
And this message is a proper important one to keep everybody safe one.
You can die from the corona or get really sick.
You will again pass away from this corona, or you will again get really sick one.
It's time to get the corona needle to keep people and country strong.
Again, it's time to get them this needle, from the corona, to keep them but all the people and country proper strong one.
Now, I think in listening to this, this is like one of those Berlitz language tapes. I think that I'm learning myself how to speak Aboriginal Australian English. I think I just have to add the syllable one to the end of every sentence one. That's what it sounds like to me. But let's continue.
A shot a needle and pass away is their term for dying.
Right. Yeah, they change up a couple of words, but this. So we're going to try to add this to our broadcasts in the future.
The corona needle will protect kids, old people, men and women.
Well, the young corona needle got to keep them a safe one for all the kids and for all the men and women.
Many people around the world have already had the needle.
Big mob people all around the world been already getting but their needle.
No, she's not saying what. Now it's like instead of get the needle, it's get them the needle. So maybe I haven't quite learned all the nuances yet of it, but I'm loving this. I love that they actually spent money. The socialists in Australia's gone insane. I'll tell a quick Australia story in our Fastest 15. But as a nation with COVID, they've gone insane. But are they telling us that the Aboriginal people couldn't understand what this guy was saying, but they can understand what she's saying with her translation?
It is free and it's safe.
Dijan, that needle block corona is free one and is safe one.
If you're worried, talk to your clinic or medical center or go to Roll Up for WA on the internet.
You will be worrying, but talk like yours one clinic or go to a hospital place or go to
the hospital.
Get himself rolled.
It's like having somebody to translate you all to y'all.
I love that. Exactly.
For this,
we're going to check the news one. And then the Fastest 15 one is coming up next on the Dory Monson Show 1.